Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hour. And I'm joined tonight by my lady, my love, my partner, Robin.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Hey, what's going on, sweetheart?
Oh, not too much. I'm visiting here in New Jersey. I'm visiting Lisa, and we'll go home tomorrow. And it's been a quiet day. It rained here an awful lot today, and but it was nice because we got to just sort of hang around the house, and they did some crafts, and, you know, just normal, you know, quiet day. It was really nice.
Yeah, watch a little TV, do not much of anything.
Exactly.
That doesn't sound terrible.
No, it wasn't too bad.
Well, you know, of course, I'm over here in Detroit teaching a class, so,
mm-hmm.
Well, north of Detroit. I'm not in Detroit proper, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, I was in Detroit proper last summer. It's not a good place. Yeah, I'm up on the north side of town. It's pretty nice up here. I'm in Southfield is where I'm teaching the class, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, not too bad, you know. Weather's atrocious, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as what they got further west.
Further south,
Well, the same system further west over in Minnesota dumped like a foot of snow in the last day or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the southern Appalachians had a lot of flooding.
Yeah, so I'll take a little rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyway, so we are here tonight to talk about, in our continuing series of the Fool's Journey through
mm-hmm.
the Major Arcana.
Right.
Tonight we're going to be discussing the Strength card.
Right. One of my favorite cards.
And I was going to say, I understand this is one of your favorite cards, so
mm-hmm.
I suspect you're going to have a lot to say about it tonight. So.
Well, maybe not a lot, but, you know, I've got some things to say, surely.
All righty. But, you know, in keeping with the idea that we're talking about the Fool's Journey,
mm-hmm.
you know, I usually lead with that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we go through, as we begin the card.
Right.
And, you know, as the Fool, last time we were together discussing this. We were talking about the Chariot card.
Right.
And the Fool was learning about mastering himself and, you know, imposing kind of his will on the world and getting what he
mm-hmm.
wanted, the visible control.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point in our lives, we start realizing that sometimes it doesn't always go the way we want.
Yeah.
And sometimes we feel disillusioned. And it's at those kind of times that the fool and those of us walking the fool's journey have to look within and find that inner strength to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and keep going. There are going to be setbacks. There's going to be times when things are challenging. But that inner strength, that strength that comes not from, you know, physical prowess, but that inner strength, courage, and resolve that keeps us going, keeps us putting one foot in front of the other. In some ways, it's kind of the hope card, in that hope springs eternal as long as we keep plodding along. We're going to come out on the other side.
Right.
And, you know, and along the way, we learn a little patience, a little tolerance, and realize that getting our way isn't always about taking, but it's sometimes about kindness and the more loving approach to strength. And so the fool learns these things when he experiences the strength card and finds that inner strength within to keep going forward in spite of the setback. So that's what the fool is dealing with. Now, what are your thoughts on the card itself?
Well, when I look at this card, it always makes me think of taming our own fears and inner demons. You know, she's bending over and she's petting the lion, and she's obviously domesticated or tamed the lion. And I think in a lot of ways the strength that they're talking about in this card is about having tamed the fear and demons within ourselves. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, cool.
Sorry about that. And,
no, I agree with you on that.
You know, she has domesticated the lion. She has learned to cope. And that is her lesson of the strength card, is to learn to cope with your own inner demons and tame them. And, you know, maybe acknowledge them, certainly, but that doesn't mean you have to fear them. And you don't have to give them control or credence. And that's where the strength comes in, is acknowledge your fears, be aware of them, but don't give them control over yourself. The sun is obviously an important item in this card. The complete background in this card is yellow, which correlates to the sun, and again, strength, and taking strength from that, from the sun. And the other thing is protection. The little mountain in the background there on the left-hand side of the card is almost like a little pyramid. And there are some people who look at this card and they see a representation of the Eye of Horus in the fact that the eyes of the lion and the woman in the card and the pyramid and the little mountain, they all sort of line up to create the pyramid that mimics the Eye of Horus that's on the dollar bill. I don't know how I feel about that, but I will say that the correlation with the bright yellow and the sun definitely speaks to me of protection as well. She wears a garland of roses around her waist and in her hair and the infinity sign above her head. So she is, again, another sort of magical person in the deck who has the ability to heal.
Yeah, that same infinity symbol shows up with the magician.
That's right, yeah. So she has the healing arts at her disposal. The rose is one of the most healing flowers that we know of, being rich in vitamin C and other vitamins. And it was used an awful lot, especially in Roman times, and in other cultures as a healing herb. People ate rose hips. We still eat rose hips in vitamins for vitamin C, and they eat rose petals. I have actually at home in one of my old cookbooks a recipe for chicken that calls for rose petals with the chicken. So it is one of those things that people ate as a healing, strengthening tonic, basically.
And it's been long associated with love as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, part of that strength is the fact that you have to love yourself enough to find strength from within. Because once you let the fear, you know, talk to you in your ear and make you afraid and banish all love from inside yourself, that's when you become weak. And it's with love and inner strength that you stay strong and you move forward and you can keep those demons tamed, keep your lion healed, as it were.
Yeah.
And when I say healed, I mean like a dog heals, not healing with herbs.
Yes, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one thing I don't see that mountain the same way as you were describing it, for certain. I kind of find that it harkens to a certain phallic symbolism that is mirrored in the lover's card. That if we look at the mountain in the background of the lover's card, it's a very similar kind of phallic symbolism. And so to me, that's about, to a certain degree, about our passion and desire, and couple that with the lion, which I completely agree with you, is indicative of our inner being. Our inner animal that we need to that we need to tame, not by force. Because you and I talk about this all the time. If we try to force down our beast or our shadow or our inner whatever, our inner desires, they're going to manifest in weird and creepy ways.
Right. Any kind of repression. Any kind of repression without dealing with the issues is gonna leak out. It's gonna find its way out. Another exit.
Yeah, and it usually comes out in aberrant behaviors. So, so the idea of taming rather than breaking, you know, it's through love and kindness and tenderness that peace is made with that beast, not through suppression.
Right.
And I think that that's an important aspect of this card, whereas the chariot was all about, you know, physical prowess and taking and I am in charge. This is more about, I won't say cajole isn't exactly the right word I'm looking for, but it's certainly attracting rather than demanding. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, rather than you know, the chariot is a more controlling, I'm in charge kind of card, whereas she's sort of more, she's petting, she's making friends with it, if you will. She has extended her hand, and the lion's mouth is slightly open, and her hand is near the lion's mouth. So there's no fear here. She's not afraid to pet the lion and have her hand near the lion's mouth. He is completely tamed by, you know, interaction, by submission, you know, by being charmed, if you will. She has charmed the lion into submission, petting him and making him feel better. And that's a kind of healing, you know, internal healing that one does for oneself. In other words, let's take out these issues, you know, pet them, take a good look at them, don't fear them, but make peace with them.
Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah, and you know, we talk all the time about dancing the dance with our demons.
Yeah.
If we dance with and recognize that there's a reason that those feelings are there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not to be suppressed. They're there to protect us, keep us safe.
Mm-hmm.
If that little boy or little girl inside of us is mine.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps us from giving away everything. That keeps us from doing stupid, hurtful kind of things. It's that animal kind of fear that keeps us safe.
Mm-hmm.
That makes us think, you know, maybe I don't need to walk down that dark alley by myself.
Right.
You know, that kind of fear, not the fear that debilitates, but the kind of fear that keeps us safe.
Mm-hmm.
And if we deal with that, if we dance with that, if we acknowledge its power and its use, then we can tame it and
mm-hmm.
not be in battle with it. Because like you said, if you're, it's going to come out in aberrant behaviors. You know, you said that any number of times, that when we start suppressing
mm-hmm.
our basic desires, it starts coming out.
Yep.
It's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually not going to be in a positive way. If we can channel that into a positive expression, then we can certainly make better use of it and utilize it to our benefit rather than to our detriment.
Correct.
I do want to say real quick that we are taking calls tonight. We would love to hear your thoughts on the strength card, any experiences you have. If you would call us at 646-564-9714, make sure after it talks and it does its thing and it puts you in where you can hear the show, then hit the 1 button and it will throw up a flag and we'll know that you're wanting to talk. Because otherwise, if you just call in, we'll see you there, but if you don't raise your hand and do something, then we're just going to think you're calling to listen. Which is cool because we have a lot of people that can't get to the computer that want to listen live, and they'll call in and just sit in the queue and listen. So that's a perfectly
mm-hmm.
legitimate way to listen.
You know, one of the as you were talking here, you know, one of the other things I was looking at on the card is the fact that she's wearing this long white flowing robe, which to me also speaks to purity and purity of purpose and her strength and her honesty. And again, in not only in dealing with the lion, but also in dealing with herself. Being honest
mm-hmm.
with oneself is frequently the most difficult part of honesty.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, because we often want to color our perceptions of ourselves with what we would like to be, not necessarily what we are.
Or what we're afraid we might be.
Right.
Some people take that in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd rather deal with somebody that had positive delusions rather than negative delusions sometimes.
Yeah, true.
You know, someone who looks in the mirror and always says, I'm fat, I'm ugly,
mm-hmm.
I'm this, I'm that. That's the same kind of, you know, that's the opposite of, but no less, you know, delusional than someone who has delusions of grandeur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we think of ourselves and we think of ourselves honestly, we have to come to grips with who we are.
Right.
Not in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like accepting that I am only. I have to accept that I'm getting old. Grow up. You know, that's not what this is about. This isn't that sort of thing. It's not saying, I have to accept that I just have this job. This is all I'm going to have. That's not
mm-hmm.
what we're talking about, because we can make ourselves better. But to do that, we have to know where we're starting.
Right.
You can't plot a course on a map for a journey if you don't have two points.
Yeah.
You know, knowing where you're going is fine, but if you don't know where you're starting, then you're still wandering lost.
Right.
And you cannot plot that course. So that deeper understanding of truly who we are, and that's why we do those dark moon rituals.
That's true.
Is to take people, to the dark goddess and let them look in the dark mirror and see unveiled truly who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always a pretty thing. We're not always happy. But the beauty of it is that we know that then we turn around and look in the light mirror and see what we can be. And in that dark moon ritual, we're given both.
Mm-hmm.
Where we are and the where we can go. We just have
right.
to set the course. But that ritual itself, that meditation itself, gives us the beginning and the, and not the ending, because it's always a journey to continue, but it certainly gives us a destination for this leg of the journey. And again, you can plot a course when you have two points.
Very true.
So, let's see. I was looking at the card a minute ago. And, I really think that we've covered most of the symbolism that we see on the card. Other than the fact that I find it interesting that the tongue of the lion is out, sticking its tongue out almost like a puppy.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of lolling tongue, like, wow, I love you.
Yeah, ooh, scratch there, that's good. And, that is certainly an animal that has been subdued. And it has not been subdued with strength of physical strength. I mean, she's all alone in a green field. Dressed in a robe of purity and innocence. And while it looks like her left hand is exerting a certain pressure, the right hand is just stroking the chin. And even the tail is tucked between the legs.
Absolutely, just like a big pussycat.
A symbol of submission.
Yeah, and he's looking up at her adoringly.
So, let me see. Just checking to see if we've got a caller yet. Nobody's called it yet. So, again, that number to call in is 646-564-9714. Give us a call and share your ideas about the strength card, the fool's journey, the conversation about looking within and finding that inner strength. Anything you'd like to share or add to the conversation, that number is 646-564-9714. And I think we're at about 23 minutes after. So why don't we go ahead and take a break? And let's listen to a song. Looking at a song by Darv the Bard. And I was just going through some of the Darv the Bard stuff. And there's some great songs in here that we play from time to time. I was looking for something new. But then I saw The Cauldron Born, which kind of caught my eye. And I kind of liked that song. And so we were kind of talking about the cauldron and the dark goddess. And so, here we are, The Cauldron Born by Darv the Bard. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Stick around.
who feel the powers of earth, sea and sky, of dragon and fairy and shades of the night. Hear the call of our ancestors of blood and bone. Of womb and tomb and standing stone. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within this darkened hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. Hill, his arms raised high to the moon, chanting words, a charm, a spell of power, a witch's rune. He calls to the powers of earth, sea and sky, of dragon and fairy and shades of the night. He calls to his ancestors of blood and bone, of womb and tomb and standing stone. The cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. A charm of silver, the gypsy said when he was just 17. Your future I'll tell you, every thread and turn is there to be seen. She took his hands, tracing the lines, searching for patterns and looking for signs. Your life a construction, one day you will see. Through the illusion and into the dream. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within this darkened hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. Come and taste of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. So we stand on this hill, our shadows are cast by the moon, chanting words, our charm, our spell of power, our witch's rune. We call to the powers of earth, sea and sky, of dragon and fairy and shades of the night. We call to our ancestors of blood and bone, of womb and tomb and standing stone. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within this darkened hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. Come and taste of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. You're the cauldron born.
One power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
You're listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And I'm joined tonight by my partner, my best friend, my lady, my love, Robin.
Hello, honey.
Hi, darling. And we've been talking tonight about the strength card.
Mm-hmm.
And we're inviting callers. We're going to have about 20 more minutes to talk. And we're inviting callers to join us at 646-564-9714. And share your experiences with the strength card. And actually, what I think the song tonight actually kind of played into our the next part of this topic. You know, we were talking about the dark moon rituals that we do and looking within and looking at ourselves. And then we played Cauldron Born by Darth the Bard. A great
mm-hmm.
song, and
yep.
it talks about, you know, we are all from the cauldron. We are cauldron born, and it talks about Ceridwen, and, you know, the guided meditation that we do at the dark moon is particularly powerful in that it helps us to look at ourselves, then to find what we can be, and to draw on that inner strength to take us from where we are to where we can be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to keep going forward. So, you know, perhaps that was an interesting segue.
Mm-hmm.
I know you wanted to talk a little bit about meditation.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, one of the things that we talk about every single time we do these cards is that if you want to learn the tarot deck, you've got to get your card out. And you've got to put it somewhere where you can see it and spend some time looking at the card, meditating on the card, connecting with the card and finding out what it means to you and what you see in that card, because what we see may differ from what you see, because everybody's perceptions about symbolism are slightly different. So, you know, sit down, look at the card, and don't go by the book. Go by what you feel, you know, inside about the card. nobody will ever memorize the meanings of every card out of the Arcana deck or out of the Rider-Waite deck. There are so many cards, and you have to learn to just sort of let the energy flow, you know, so that when you look at the card, you understand what it means rather than trying to memorize the meanings. That's why so many people get all flustered and hung up, and they're like, oh, let me get my book when they do readings. You don't need to do that. That's just, it's a crutch. You don't need to do that. You know, one of the other things, I was looking at the card during the break, and I'm thinking, she's also not only exhibiting control over her inner demons, but also control over what's going on around her, the lion. You know, she's externally controlling the lion as well. So, you know, giving her confidence and poise as well externally, for, you know, outwardly for others to feel and see, because she has conquered her inner demons as well. And so if this card comes up in a reading, that may be part of what it's trying to tell you, is that you need to take control of something internally in order to have a better external face to the world and have people interact with you in a better way. You need to take a look inside and deal with those demons so that you can have less doubt and fear externally projected as well in your dealings with other people and in your profession. You know, sometimes it can also talk about relationships. And, you know, if you've had a relationship either at work or a personal relationship that has been frustrating, if you look inside and deal with all of the things that you're, you know, frustrated about or what you're not being able to handle, and you meet it head on with confidence and strength, you can solve it and you'll be better off after the fact, taming those demons.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also find that, to me, you know, I do a different kind of reading than you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, where for you, you know, just the card in the reading is enough.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things, that the way I do a reading with the layout is I'm very often looking at past, present, future.
Mm-hmm.
And those positions and where that card falls in that kind of layout colors its meaning. You know, if you look at it and it comes down in the past, then you can see maybe this is some point where you have mastered your circumstances and you are coming on the other side of that. And you need to maintain what you have been doing, and that will take you to where you want to go. So, you know, that's one thing that you can look at if it's in the the present situation, kind of position in the cards, in the layout. It could be that you are in the process of getting control, because it's happening right now. That energy of the card is in your present, so it's telling you that you are in the midst of finding your inner strength and dealing with a situation that you have to deal with, and reminds us to use patience and tolerance and kindness.
Yeah. Understanding and cooperation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And then if it falls down into the a reading or some position indicating something in the future, it really, in a lot of ways, falls into, as I had said earlier, it being the hope card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is reassurance that whatever is going on, you have this energy coming into your life in the future where you will be able to deal with it, take control
mm-hmm.
of the circumstances through love and kindness. And it tells us, and it, again, it reminds us to exhibit understanding, cooperation, tolerance, love, that those attributes of the strength card will lead you to a positive future, as opposed to giving in to the what might be very frustrating circumstances right now. If we give in to that, then we may not have that strength and hope energy waiting for us on the other side. So it certainly reminds us to, in all of these positions, but it's subtly different depending on where it shows up in the reading.
Yeah.
And some people think that, card sets, I see a lot of stuff where even my favorite book talks about card pairs.
And card what? Say that again?
Pairs.
Like oh, pairs.
See, or combinations.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You're seeing two cards in the same reading.
Right.
Like strength with the magician. Where you've got
exactly.
Both the, the strength card with the infinity symbol and the magician with the infinity symbol. Those are reinforcing. And talks about how the likelihood of you mastering the events is pretty significant when you have both of those cards working together and the energies of both of them. So you can look at some of those kind of combinations. You can find some of those on the internet. I think it's interesting to look at. I don't really go into it that much in my study of the tarot. But that one combination in particular, because the symbolism of the infinity symbol, to me, speaks about mastery.
Mastery of your external world and also your internal world.
Exactly, and both of those cards kind of complement each other because of that common symbol, and that's because I'd mentioned that early on. We were talking about the actual card itself, and we both mentioned the magician. That same symbol shows up. So you look at sometimes people will look at those. Card combination, and that one is some of them are more subtle than others. Like I said, I don't study it a great deal, but in our trip through the Fool's Journey this time, that combination has kind of stuck out for me, and it's probably something that I need to do a little more meditation myself to look into why I saw that. Why that jumped out into my mind so strongly today. Because, Robin said, it's going to be different for each of us. And here's the cool thing. Every time I take this trip through the Fool's Journey, every time I go through the Major Arcana list this way, some other message, some new message is presented to me. And I am sure that was a message from deity indicating that I should be looking at this. I should be looking at the card.
Yep, the cards often change slightly in the way we perceive them as to where we are in our lives. Because whenever I do a reading for people, I always get something, I usually get something out of it for myself, inadvertently.
Yeah. That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
There's almost always a message for self.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, generally, this is just one of those cards that to me speaks of hope. And I keep coming back to that. I keep saying it's the hope card as much as the strength
mm-hmm.
card.
Right.
We're all faced with stuff that just makes us want to, why am I bothering?
Mm-hmm.
You know, from time to time in our lives, we just feel overwhelmed. And this card calls on us to dig in and keep going. You know, this is not and what was that term I heard the other day they were talking about in Belgium, shelter in place. This is not a shelter in place kind of card.
Mm-hmm.
This is pull up your big boy pants and keep going. Or your big girl panties or whatever you want to say. But this
mm-hmm.
is about that inner strength that's there within it to just keep going because it's going to turn out all right.
True.
You know?
Very true.
You know, not to break into song or anything, but I am reminded of the, song from Annie.
Mm-hmm.
There's always tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Are you giving me a pep talk?
I don't know, am I?
Are you using this topic to give me a pep talk? You're funny.
I don't know if maybe this topic is using, if this topic was designed to give you a pep talk. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I scheduled this months ago, so this wasn't like I chose it to do.
Mm-hmm.
So there. Maybe the message isn't from me.
Mm.
So, what are your final thoughts? We are 10 minutes away from the top of the hour.
My final thoughts are that if you really are interested in learning how to read the tarot, get out your deck, throw the cards, and start doing readings. Acquaint yourselves with the cards and how they feel to you. Look at them. Turn them over. Spend some time with each one of these cards. And if you have any questions about any of this, because what we really are doing here on the radio for you guys is teaching you about the cards so that you can go off and do readings on your own. But if you do have questions, please feel free to write to the station and put, tarot card, series question. And we will be happy to answer any questions you may have about doing readings, about things that might have happened when you tried to do a reading. Communicate with us. That's what we're here for. We'll be more than happy to answer your questions.
Yeah. Well, you can also send us an email at littlestonebridge@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And, email us directly with any questions you have.
Mm-hmm.
As Robin said, Tuesday night is about rituals and teaching and growing and learning together.
Yep.
We
all started somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Good grief. When I started this journey, we didn't even have, the internet was there, but it wasn't what it is today, that's for certain.
Yes. IRC channel.
And, yeah. It was chat rooms and IRC
mm-hmm.
and, dial-up modem. And
Prodigy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
You said the P word. You really should have your mouth washed out with soap.
It was terrible, wasn't it? A horrible platform. But it was all we had.
Yeah, but it was evil. So, you know, we did all start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Robin and I have been doing this for a lot of years. And we've been working on this together for, you know, over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since we crossed paths on that glorious day, which, you know, should be celebrated on as a national holiday, as far as I'm concerned.
God. Oh my.
So, you know, and we blended our way of doing things, and some things we still do our own way. I'm just going to do it my way, and she's going to do some things her way.
Mm-hmm.
But we found, through our continued communications together, working together, wanting to work together, that we found our own way, our way, which is different than my way and different from her way. And it's now our way, and it's pretty gelled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to find new and interesting things to talk about as things come up. But what we're sharing with you guys is the fact that we're still learning.
Exactly.
I still learn from this woman every day.
Aww.
And I learn from, you know, our listeners. I learn from listener questions. The day I quit learning is the day I just, you know, get planted, because, you know, we learn every day. We grow every day.
Yeah. The process of teaching is always a learning experience.
Oh, that is for certain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm learning about fiber optics a little bit this week from listening to the guys' stories about what they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I learn what I do for a living. I learn every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, nothing is static. We're always learning, and what we're trying to do here is to share ideas.
Right.
You know, there's certainly no one way to do anything. You know, we are sharing our thoughts and our ideas, and hopefully that will get you thinking about your ideas and your way of doing things. So, you know, my final thought from the strength card, and it kept coming up, and it just keeps coming back to hope. This card always reminds me that there is hope, that we have the strength within us, and we can just keep going forward. It's going to be okay. We just got to, you know, like I said, you know, pull up our you know, big people pants and keep going on.
Yep.
So that's my final idea on this. that's the card that just says hope. So, let's see, we've already told people that they can email us using the littlestonebridge@gmail.com email address. They can find us on Facebook, Little Stonebridge Pathworking's Facebook page.
Right.
They can find you on Facebook, Robin A. McKean. They can also look at your spiritual wellness physical health Facebook page. For myself, there's a lot of guys named Mary Carey Power out there, lucky they are. So look for Terry Power, and look for the one in North Copley, Pennsylvania. They can private message me there, send a friend request. Or you can find my public figure page, Rev Terry Power HP, or follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP.
Right.
So I guess that about sums it up. Let's see. Next week, I was looking for my schedule here. Next week, we are going to be... hey, I actually have no idea what we're going to be doing next week. Excellent. I have nothing on the schedule. 2 weeks from tonight, however, we will be doing the Hermit card. And then on the 22nd, we'll be doing a Yule ritual on the air. And then on the 29th, we'll be doing the Wheel of Fortune card.
Right.
So... That's always an interesting card for me. That's what's coming up the rest of the month on Tuesday night. And our amazing assistant manager is working on getting a few interviews set up for Thursday night in December and January.
Right.
And... I'm not going to say anything about who we got yet because none of it's been formalized with a date, but for some of it's pretty exciting. And I know you're working on an interview that should be a lot of fun as well. So, Thursday night is come and hang out with us under a shady tree. Sometimes it'll be an interview. Sometimes it'll be callers. Sometimes it'll just be us hanging out together under the shady tree.
Exactly.
But we're there. So come on out and listen to it. And I think we might just about be done for the night.
I think you may be correct. No, I think that's pretty much it.
Excellent. I want to thank all of our listeners for being with us tonight. Those of you that are listening live, through any of the myriad of ways that you can listen from your smartphone, browser, podcast app. We get a lot of our listeners come in that way. We're glad you're here. You may be listening to us live. You may be listening to us in the archive. However you're listening, we're just glad that you're a part of the show. And we're proud that we're here for you and that you find something meaningful. So thank you for taking time from your life, whenever it is, to share this time with us. We are honored. And I think with that, it's about time to wish everybody a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Good night. Blessed be. Spread the love.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.